This is the annual update on cases decided since we met here last year. I'm going to begin with a few general comments about the cases. First, the update includes some rather unusual cases, but it concentrates primarily on cases involving issues that I thought were representative of the subject matter of most current litigation. That was the principal basis for my choice of cases to include in my material. Second, there are quite a few cases that have not yet become final or released for publication, so the result in some of these may change, or may already have changed for that matter. Finally, I have greatly oversimplified both the facts and the issues in many of the cases in order to highlight the principal issues of interest to oil and gas practitioners. In fact, in a couple of instances, my oral statements of the facts and arguments differ just a bit from the one set out in the material. And again, that's an attempt to make them more comprehensive. So some of you who were involved in some of these cases may well recognize that I have restated the facts from what they actually were. But again, that's to try to simplify matters so I can focus on the principal oil and gas law issue.